it's Ferris Maiden. Today on Anime is Anime, we'll be talking about our favorite Capricorn. So, stay tuned.
Hey everyone.
Hola, hola. Hey.
What's up, guys? All right.
Happy New Year.
Happy
oh
New
my god
Year.
Happy New Year, y'all. It's 2023.
I'm excited. I think the new year started off really well. It was like a started on a Sunday, being January 1st. Like, I felt like that was really refreshing. So it's like new year, new week, new everything. I'm excited so for great. This new year. And I haven't been excited for a new year in a while. So
same. I thought 2022 could not leave soon enough. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. but I'm glad we're in a new era, you know. Hopefully everybody gets to their endeavors and manifestations. And I hope y'all ate y'all black eyed peas and greens, because I know I did.
I definitely did too. I don't know about the wearing the red underwear and going and eating grapes and stuff underneath the table.
I don't know about that shit.
I seen that and I was like, I haven't heard that.
So I haven't heard that. I've only heard like black eyed peas, make sure somebody has money on them and don't wash your clothes.
Oh, wow. Don't wash your clothes? I didn't know that.
Damn, not me doing laundry.
I hear of the cleaning up and stuff, though, too.
Yeah, cleaning up. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I cleaned the fuck out of my place.
All right. And as usual, we're going to start with a little bit of info about Capricorn. So Capricorn is known as the businessman in modern astrology. Capricorn's dates are December 22nd to January 19th. The ruling planet for Capricorn is Saturn, planet of responsibility and structure. The symbol for Capricorn is the goat. Some main descriptors for Capricorn would be diligent and repressive. The duality is feminine, the element is earth, and the quality is cardinal. Keywords for Capricorn is I use. Capricorn's ruling body parts are the knees and bones. Some attributes Capricorn might have are driven, persevering, distinguished, restrained, disciplined, and traditional. The Capricorn drive is to accomplish. A little bit about the placement moon in Capricorn. Moon in Capricorn's emotional nature is conservative, virtuous, serious, reserved. Some sources of contentment for moon in Capricorn could be music, family, comedy, and networking. Moon in Capricorn generates a conservative, dependable, and reserved emotional nature. Controlling their emotions, Capricorn moons avoid public displays of passion or inappropriateness. They are unlikely to explode or lose their cool in front of others. However, they must work hard to soften their hearts, releasing repression and feeling the full spectrum of emotion without judgment. Dutiful and family-oriented, Capricorn moons work hard to create security. They yearn to be integral parts of society, ambitious, dignified, and socially respected. Sensitive to timing, music, and comedy could be helpful outlets for their emotional expression. Capricorn moons have huge hearts, and they must find healthy outlets for their serious, responsible side so it doesn't obstruct their openness and warmth. The key to contentment for Capricorn moons is allowing themselves to orient towards business and family, becoming successful, powerful, and driven, while at the same time working towards a more fluid emotional expression. They would do well in partnerships with water signs, who would help saturate their rigidness with watery nurturing, granting them permission to relax and feel their hearts. Capricorn moons are on a journey to learning that emotions are nothing to fear. If they can master this, they will become more balanced, composed, and self-sufficient, while also compassionate and true.
Yeah, Capricorns.
Capricorns, you know, I can't say anything too bad about Capricorns. Yeah, no, I can't say nothing too bad about them. They
I
all
mean,
right with me.
a lot of people like to refer to them as like the super serious person of the zodiac. And like a lot of the Capricorns that I know aren't super serious, but like I don't know, I guess their anger is serious, but also like I don't
Yeah.
see people get as upset about people talking about signs as I do Capricorns, which
I
I
feel
think
like
is fucking
Capricorns are so
hilarious.
unbothered. Yeah, like I feel like when a Capricorn is mad, I believe their anger when they're mad because sometimes they're so unserious. Like I've never met a Capricorn that was not funny. Like
Yeah,
every
they do be
Capricorn that I
funny.
met be cracking me up.
Yeah, that's true too. They are like really fucking comedic. I will say that.
My friend's a Capricorn, and I don't know why she started this like weird zodiac war with me. So when Capricorn season started, I was like, it's still Sagittarius season. And then she commented like 3 days later, and she was like, I wasn't even bothered. Look at you, you upset. I said, I'm calm.
Oh my God, that would have to be like the most like it's like seeing two housewives like you know try to be like yeah well look at you all I said I'm calm oh you calm you short yeah I'm short like it'd be like oh my
Yo,
God.
I do feel like they have this need to like, which most earth signs do, but they do have the need to like control the narrative of things. And I'm like, that's just not necessary. That's just not
Not
necessary.
necessary. You do
It
not
never
have to
has to
do
be
all
like
that,
this.
boo.
Yeah, like there are some Capricorns or like just earth signs in general where I like chilling with them as people, but like working with them, I'm like, you are a control freak and actually like me too, but I choose me. So you're gonna have to calm
You're like, it could only
that
be one control freak in this bitch, and it's not
down.
you. Like, it was never gonna be you.
Also the way they do it too. Like I think I would like to say I try to be a little bit more chill because there are times where I'm doing it and I'm like, okay, actually let's ask the room. Hey, so let's poll everybody. What do you guys think?
Yeah, make it a group effort.
Yeah, but they don't got that.
No.
No. No.
So yeah, let's get into some of the anime Capricorns. First up, we've got Misa Amane from Death Note, December 25th. She's a Christmas
Baddie.
baby.
Oh, she's a, such a bad bitch. I like her.
Some of the qualities you described specifically for Capricorn Moon, they like mentioned like music and performance, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's our idol,
That's our idol,
Misa.
Misa. And I also think when she put her head to it, I think there's another thing about Capricorns that they are calculative and really organized. And she was like, you know, Light tried to treat her like a bimbo, but she was not a
No, not
bimbo.
anywhere
She was so
near.
smart.
Like when she put her fucking mind to it, like she got in disguise, she dressed up, she found a way to contact him, you know, using the abilities that she had. There were ways that she was able to even help him for like a second time, getting the eyes again a second time. Like she was good. I feel like, you know, he counted her out, but I also think that's part of his obsession with himself and him thinking that he was the smartest nigga in the room. So.
Yeah, with his Aquarius ass.
I mean, Aquarius men are trash, yes, but not the girlies.
When I first watched Death Note, Misa made my ass itch a little bit, but I think that's because like I was just like weird about hyper feminine women at the time when I first watched it. But like now, like I love her, and she was just
Love
so
her.
cute, and she deserved so much better. I always thought she deserved better. Let me get that out of the way, because I did not like the dynamic between the two of them at all. Hated that. Maybe that's what I was frustrated about. Like, girl, leave this nigga alone.
Like, go away. Leave Mr. Bitch Boy alone.
No, seriously. Like, I know she was finally happy to be appeasing her, you know, somebody who she admired. But I also think that when you're pouring into somebody and you're not receiving, it was blatantly obvious that he didn't care. And maybe he did, mm-hmm. but he was a good actor too. That was the thing about it. So maybe he had moments of like being like really rude. But the most of the time, it seems like she was just like, what's that word for, like, she was just extremely infatuated. And yeah, maybe her infatuation she was so infatuated she didn't even see that he was like not really into her like that. But because a lot of the time she was just like always slung over his arm or always like, "Hey, light, hi, welcome home, blah." And like, so maybe she was just like so happy to like be with him that in the like her whimsical way of just running around trying to be happy and make him happy that she didn't notice. But he was also a really fucking good liar for the most part. Because that panel with him holding her, looking over her shoulder while the two fucking Shinigamis are in the background. Iconic. Like,
yeah, like, that was iconic.
Like, you can see, like, the fuck nigga just, like, running out of him.
Yeah. He got that smirk, like, oh, you're a piece of shit.
Yes. Like, I'm like, nah, like, I don't know. I'm like, you didn't feel that when he was hugging you?
Like, couldn't tell.
No, I love the line, the like banter between her and Elle, and she's like, "I couldn't imagine a world without light." And he's like, "Yeah, that would be rather dark."
Hello.
Hello. He's too literal. Oh my God. And it was, that's actually like a pun, like the fact that his fucking name is
Light.
Like, yeah. Oh my God.
I would say Misa definitely gets the stamp. She, like, the her personality might be a little bit more bubbly and, you know, and whatnot, more so than what you're used to from a Capricorn, but obviously she is calculated and organized herself. Otherwise, she wouldn't have been able to got as far as she did throughout the series. So
yeah, she gets a stamp for me too.
That's what's up. Next, we've got Hinata Hyuga, December 27th. Now, I'm going to say, I hate that I feel like I know a lot about Hinata and nothing at all.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we know that Kishimoto cannot write women for shit. Yeah. I mean, she's very shy. We know that. She grew into herself more as an adult. Now she like she give me angry black mom vibes every time I see like stills of her from Baruto.
Angry black mom vibes is nuts.
No, she do. She
no, for real.
Damn, she be cussing on them children's out, whooping their ass.
I think she be going upside Baruto head for sure.
Damn.
Which I'm sure he deserves it if he's anything like his father.
Yeah. Mm-mm-mm.
I think
it works for her. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I think maybe her going into motherhood and being able to be more stern makes sense, but I'm not feeling the Capricorn off of her like in the regular story,
especially not as a kid.
Yeah, definitely not as a kid. But I mean, I think she's really cute, and I did find her sacrifice, and her love for Naruto really special. I just, you know, I don't see, she don't get my Capricorn stamp. Like, I wanted more for her in Shippuden. I haven't experienced Boruto enough. I've only like watched it vicariously, I guess, through clips and stuff. So I am planning to take a little read or watch it. But I think I need a bit of a Naruto reset before I do that. So,
I mean, that's more than fair.
Yeah, that's real.
I just jump around because there's a time travel episode like arc where they go right around the time when Sasuke leaves the village. I watched a couple of episodes of that. I watched the very sad episode with the Ninetales Fox. Well, I watched a clip of it and I was just like bawling. I'm like, bitch, you don't even watch this. I like, what is that?
Yeah, that, and I feel like I know too much. Like, why do I know things that are happening to the characters and I'm not watching it? I'm like, I need to saturate my brain with enough stuff so like I can forget all the spoilers that I've learned and then enjoy it later on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I could say that about so many other series that have been spoiled for me, but you know what? No comment.
Yeah, no, I also want to take a... I want to go back. I'm not going to rewatch the whole series, but I'm going to go back to the war and then, like, the beginning of the war and then watch from there before I hit Boruto.
I think that's a good idea.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, what would going you all the pick way back
is crazy. I'm sorry.
As, no, what would you pick as Hinata's sign if we could give her a new sign? Where would we put her?
I would say, and this is not... I would give her Scorpio or Cancer.
I was gonna say Scorpio. Yeah, she definitely is like water.
I was gonna say either Cancer or Pisces.
Yeah.
See, but she's too timid to be a Pisces.
Yeah, Pisces, yeah.
Like, I'm not trying to say people who are a Pisces can't be timid, but like I'm just going off of sun signs, like I'm just going off of like people being stereotypically acting like their sign, and she doesn't give me Pisces. She's not whimsical enough.
Yeah, she's not whimsical enough. No, she's not. I was gonna say I feel like Scorpio suits her better, to be pretty. Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah.
All right. Who's next? Loved. Yeah, she is. We do. We like you. Love Hinata. We really do.
Yeah, you are love girl. Next, we've got Kisuke Urahara, December 31st.
I love him.
Oh, love Mr. Hat and Clock.
He's a cool dude.
He's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little bit too cool sometimes.
Relax. I feel like all the time. I'm like, why are you always relaxed? Honestly, he look like a nigga who relaxed every time you see him. Every time
you think he'd be smoking that gas.
I think so. Or he just be, no, you know what he probably do? He'd probably be like microdosing shrooms and smoking weed a little bit, and that's why he's just like he just like
fuck about nothing.
Yeah. No. Cause he's too chill.
I know. The whole world could be falling down. He'd be like, yeah, all right, we got this. Like, oh, yeah, he's cool.
No, seriously. And then it's weird because everybody skipped over the fact that Urahara put the Hyogyoku inside of Rukia's Gigai. And yeah,
cool.
That was fucked up. And everybody just skipped over that. Like, they just forgave him.
Like, over the bridge. Forget it.
And he's like, my bad. And he was like, all right, like, let's figure out how to get her.
All right, let's buy her. Like,
what the actual fuck? and this is the thought that he like casually thought that would be a good idea. Like,
that would be okay.
He's just too chill for me. A little too chill. Also, you know, I don't like the
I know guy. You don't like the sleepy guys. But when I it's time for him to boy. Get down to business, it's a little scary, especially the switch.
Hot. It's hot.
He also be playful with it too. You know that that meme where it's like anime characters get hit like this, it's like, now we're talking.
Yeah.
That shit is so hot. I be thinking, you know, I'm gonna say that comment for myself.
Yeah. Come on.
I'm gonna save it for myself.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, he's interesting.
He's also really knowledgeable.
Yeah, and that checks out for Capricorns too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now he's interesting.
He's interesting, girl.
Oh my god. But yeah. Hey, kids, okay. How fucks with you, boo?
Yeah, he gets a stamp.
Yeah, he gets the stamp.
Her.
Next up, we've got Yoruichi Shihoin. January 1st. She's a New Year's baby.
Aww.
That is so cute that their birthdays are right next to each other.
That is so cute.
I know so many people ship them together.
I love that. I'm sorry.
I think they make a very cute couple.
They make a sexy couple.
I'd rather Soifon and...
I know.
Soifon and Yoruichi does it for me.
I like that duo too, but Soifon is so bratty, but...
I think she's a prude, but I think she's a prude with a reason. Like, I think that we gotta let girls be bitches sometimes.
Yeah.
Guys are very I'm sorry, but English dub fucking Sui Fong is hilarious.
Yeah.
So while she was fighting one of the like the death Espada or something, there she had an underling with her. And she was just like, get your fat sweaty ass away from me. And I'm just
damn.
Oh, I remember that.
Oh my god. What if I'm gonna be cussing niggas out?
The bleach dub is a treasure.
Bleach dub is a treat. Like, I'm sorry.
It is a treat.
I'm waiting for the dub to catch up to Thousand Year Blood World, because that is my Ichigo. Like, Jenny Young Bosch do that shit.
Yes, all the time. Every time. But yeah, Yorichi.
She's amazing.
No, she's amazing. Very strong, independent.
And she's sexy.
Sexy as hell.
Capricorn women are sexy. It's something about them. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I think what's also cool about Yorichi is just like Kisuke, you know, she's really smart and adept at what she does.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like, you know, she likes being a free cat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So good for her.
Love that for her.
Yeah.
She definitely gets my stamp.
Yeah, she gets my stamp for
agreed.
Sure.
Agreed.
Next up, we've got Makima from Chainsaw Man, January 7th.
Makima. Succubus herself.
Tomatoes.
You know what? You know what? Finally seeing her animated, I was like, I'm kind of obsessed with her a little bit.
I liked her before she was animated. I told you guys, like, I feel bad for still liking her. After everything that she's done. But I think I have this problem where, one, her being the control devil really fucking makes sense. I do
spoilers,
think...
by the way.
Oh shit, sorry.
Spoilers. Oh, yeah, spoilers.
Yeah, spoilers.
I'm definitely gonna have to make a timestamp for that.
Yeah, for real. Oh, my bad, y'all. But yeah, like, I think that, I'm sorry, I gotta say it though. Like, her being the control devil does make sense. Like, I do, like I told you guys in the beginning of this, like, Capricorns do have like this way of like kind of being controlling.
They do. And they definitely do.
I don't understand why or what it is, but like most earth signs, like they feel like they got to control the narrative or something. So like her being the control devil makes sense. And then also I have this thing that, you know, I think a lot of cardinal signs are just like, me first.
Mm-hmm.
And although she was like a civil service agent, I think that it for her it was like, yeah, I'm doing this for the betterment of everyone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which was weird, because it's like, I don't think anybody should have that much power, I'm gonna be honest.
No one man should have all that power. No, for real though. And I mean, I think she's a very interesting character. And I do like that our big bad turned out to be a woman. I really do. I think she's very well written. I just don't like her for real. But even beyond, you know, being the control devil.
Don't whisper it now. So cat's already out the bag.
I know.
Yeah. Wolves been pulled.
That it feels like you can see that just in her personality. Everything about her exudes that, and she's just like, it's very like authoritative, and it's very much mommy dommy energy. And I know that's why a lot of people are obsessed with her as well. But and I mean, it's like, and I can see her point too, because it's, you know, the greater the good, this, that, and the other, but it definitely checks out, and I think she's very well written, and yeah, very much Capricorn.
Yeah, very much Capricorn. I agree with everything you guys said, so.
She gets a stamp.
Big time.
Next up, we've got Dobby, January 18th. Dobby's from My Hero Academia.
Dobby, the girls love Dobby. Yeah.
No, that's
You've been
right.
making the block hot. Shout out to
Shut
the
up.
corner. Oh,
I'm mad Endeavor has two Capricorn sons.
Double
Yo,
homicide.
you know what that is? I think that's karmic. How about
I
that?
think so
That is
too.
karmic.
Because they also, like, I don't know, because it was funny when Endeavor got hurt that one time and, like, they're sitting at the table and he's just eating his noodles and he's like, it's a nasty scar you got there.
Like that shit is crazy. I'm like, you wanna know how I got this shit?
Dobby, yeah, cold, calculative, being, oh, spoilers again, being in hiding for like what, up to 10 years plus, and just to be like, get this whole hurrah around you to make this big announcement that, like, not only are you Endeavor's son, that you're this horrible villain who's murdered a huge amount of people, and it's because your dad was a piece of shit. It's like, you know, my dad traumatized me, I'm gonna traumatize him back. And
Yeah,
I
and I
love
think
that
that's
energy.
warranted.
I
Yeah,
do too, yeah.
it is.
And it's crazy because I don't watch My Hero, but I seen that scene where he's charging at Endeavor. Endeavor looked like he had his ass whooped before
Yeah,
that.
Endeavor looked like he was about to shit himself for real. I was like, damn.
No, everybody was getting hurt throughout that whole thing. It was chaos. I'm like, what is actually happening right now?
Yo, and I was like, get him, get him. But I don't see what happens next because obviously it's a clip. And I'm like, you know what? That's a treat for me that when I finally watch this,
Endeavor getting cooked.
I want to see like if he actually goes to near death or actually kills him.
I'll cry. You about to make all the niggas
They
mad.
can be mad.
Yeah, they could
Be
be mad
mad.
though. They're gonna be salty, but we don't care.
Yeah, because
No,
I'm
we
sorry.
don't.
There's nothing that Endeavor can do to making me like him. They're like, I mean, they're always like, oh, you know what? He has a redemption arc. He redeems himself. There's no redemption arc good enough to redeem that what that
For
man
an
has
abusive
done.
dad, I'm
Also,
so
is
mad.
that even a redemption arc, or were they just like explaining stuff? Because I also think that that's two different things. Because something similar happened to Euphoria, where they showed the abusive's dad like past and why he's in the closet and stuff, and everyone's like, he doesn't deserve a redemption arc, which I also agree with that. I'm like, are y'all viewing it as such? Because to me, it's just like, oh, this is why he is, so you can have a better understanding. I'm like, yeah, that doesn't mean I have to feel sorry for him because I don't.
Right,
Right.
because even if you're a victim, if you're still, you know, in turn abusing people, that doesn't, you know, relieve you of accountability. And I think that they were like, oh, well, you know, he was trying to start a new relationship with his son and blah blah blah. But I was like, you know, that's self-serving. Like it was still seemed really self-serving from what I've seen. And I know that, you know, Shoto doesn't actually. Even though he doesn't care, like for real about his dad, from what I've seen, because I've only seen up to 4 seasons, he seems like he still cares. Like he cares and he doesn't. Like he doesn't want a relationship with him, but he's also not. He was scared when he was about to get his ass whooped on TV, and like he was scared. Like what if he had died?
Yeah,
So
it's complicated. It's
it seems
complicated
like
for
he cares about him for
him.
somewhat, but like also, I don't know. I don't think he owes him anything. And I mean, I get wanting to be casual with your dad just to, you know, not keep bad blood in your family or whatever. But saying that Endeavor redeemed himself with his family, I think is a stretch because it's still self-serving, in my opinion.
No, not agree. And yeah, I don't know. I don't think that I completely understand Dobby's character motivations for doing what he did. I completely get it.
Yeah, and
Yeah.
that's revenge is warranted in my book, so good for Dobby. And I think that's also a Capricorn like
Oh
take
yes,
too.
revenge.
To want
They gonna get
revenge.
they lick back. It might even take a couple years, but they gonna do it.
Right. They're carefully calculated revenge is well deserved. And I love that.
Yes.
Yeah, so does Dobby get your stamp?
Absolutely. Without a doubt.
So cute, so.
All right. Well, that's all for our list.
Yeah.
Hey, happy birthday, Capricorns.
Mm-hmm. Happy Capricorn season.
Yes.
Yay. It's going to be our turn next.
Yes, Aquarius season is coming up. I can't wait to talk about Aquariuses.
Y'all, we're going to be talking shit, but it's okay.
No, I'm going to have some good things to say.
Oh, yay.
I'm going to be nice. I think I'm trying to steer away from like bashing zodiac signs because it's so easy to do and kind of fun. But I want to. I say kind of. I mean, like, really fun. Like, but like, I want to talk more about all the great things about you guys. So, definitely look forward to that, guys. Aquarius season coming up next. And as usual, it's always fun to have you guys and talk with you all. And we'll see you next time.
Bye. And that's all that we have for you today. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to follow us on all our socials. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at AnnaBaysAnime. You can even shoot us an email at AnnaBaysAnime@gmail.com. Again, thank you so much for listening. And remember to keep it sassy, messy, and weeby, just like we do. Simp and include it. Bye.